Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
You might as well swim. My world's on fire. How about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show, the Jay Garvin's podcast, Home and Mortgage Talk. Today I'm talking about the wisdom of the baby steps, and not the steps you take as a baby, but the steps that are baby-like that you take as an adult. These baby steps come from Dave Ramsey's 7 baby steps helping you get out of debt, knowing that it won't happen overnight, but it takes time. And here are the baby steps that I've talked about today. Number 1, $1,000 of an emergency fund. Number 2, pay off all your debt with the debt snowball. Step number 3, this is key. This is freedom for most people. Stress relief for most spouses and wives. 3 to 6 monthly expense reserve account. So having 3 to 6 month of expenses in reserves. And I'll circle around back on that one. Number 4 is invest 15% into retirement, more specifically, income into Roth IRAs, pre-tax retirement plans, tax-exempt retirement like the Roths, things like that. Number 5, college funding. Start to set aside money in advance for you personally or your children for cash paid in full college funding, not school loans. Number 6, pay off your home early. That's interesting. Step number 6, pay off your home early, but he didn't tell you when to buy it. So we're going to talk about step 3.5, which is when to buy the house. And finally, the celebration step, build wealth and give. Well, in my previous segments, I covered in details step 1, 2, and 3. That's what we call the debt elimination and reserve segment of the steps. I'm going to spend more time on 4, 5, and 6. That's actually investing, spending less than you earn, putting money in savings, start to pay things off. That's where you start to get ahead steps. The first 3, eliminate debt, get some reserves. 4, 5, and 6, second phase of stay out of debt and really move ahead. So emergency fund, like I said, is simple enough. It's crazy. Some statistics, if you listen, 40%, guaranteed 100%, bet $1 million cash, 40% of you that are listening to this radio show or listening to the podcast, our 2 paychecks are 1 month away from broke. Less than $400 in savings to make any type of emergency or scheduled payment like Christmas. 40% of you put Christmas on a credit card. I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you that's reality. If you're in a hole, rule number 1 is stop digging. Many of you still have a hole in your bucket and money or water are coming out. So you want to. I read a study here over the holidays that as much through Google, as many as 78% of working Americans are a month away from broke. It had to do with the government furlough. The fact that the government's been shut down for a couple of weeks, people can't pay their mortgage payment, and somehow that's the fault of the government. We're in the richest country in the world, and y'all don't have reserves. Well, it's hard. There's a lot of school debt. Sure it is as you pull the $1,000 iPhone X out of your pocket. Sure it is as you hop into your Ford Raptor truck. That's $70,000 and I'm worth $1 million and I have a $20,000 Ford Escape. It's the decisions you make. But paying off your debt with a debt snowball, very simple. Start from the smallest, move to the largest. But these are simple concepts, but they're life-changing. Now, I've done all this. I don't speak from the podium as a professor, I speak from the microphone who someone has lived the life. I honestly don't understand debt. I've never had it. I've always bought my cars for cash or on a loan and paid them off in 6 or 7 months. But my mom taught me early, always overwhelm your expenses with a lot of income. I love money. We had a tight year this year and my wife's like, I think we're going to be about $500 short on Christmas. So don't tell me you can't sell something on eBay in your garage. I took 1 week, walked into my garage and sold $500 worth of stuff. I had an old Burton snowboard. I sold that sucker for $200 for one Burton board. An old snowboard, 20 years old, and a dude on eBay bought it for $200. And he was excited. I made his Christmas. I literally refurbished a vacuum that my wife didn't want and sold it for $85. I literally took an old Century safe that's been sitting in my garage. I bought it for like $185 7 years ago. Haven't used it because I got bigger ones now. Sold it for $80, like that. Sold a pair of ice skates that my daughter got for Christmas. She never used. Once, they still had the plastic bags. I even sold a ukulele, baby. $35. I need to tell you this story. The guy who bought my ukulele was a doctor retired from Denver, and he said, I'm going to have my nephew call you. I want this for my granddaughter. His nephew, who is a EM, emergency medical, whatever, a room doctor from Memorial, came over to my office to pick it up from a guy that's worth seven figures. And I say, man, I wonder the time that was spent and the money lost for exchanging a $35 ukulele. But wealthy people are wealthy for a reason, because every dollar is worth it for us. But what I want to spend the last couple minutes on is investing 15%. You have to start investing in yourself. If you tithe, you tithe, but you have to start investing in yourself. And if you don't save 15%, you're never going to get ahead. Start with 5, stop the bleeding. And if you want to go to college, pay cash or make your kids pay cash. Do not take out loans. Work, save the money. That's number 5. And then number 6 is pay your house off early. The unwritten step is 3.5. After you get reserves for your monthly expenses, make sure that you start to save for a down payment in a house, because a house is the fastest appreciating asset you'll have in your life. And then, of course, the celebration step, of course, number 7, Matt, with the celebration song, celebrate. I like that, baby. Build wealth and give. My wife and I gave thousands and thousands of dollars away this year to our church, our favorite nonprofits, to wealth builders, to the Karen Conrad Ministries, all of these people, because we love to give. And I know you love to give. I'm preaching to the choir. So if you're listening to this podcast, tune in next week or get the full copy of the show by contacting me at 330-1457 or go to churchillcolorado.com. Attack these baby steps. And as I state at the end of every show, go, grow, and prospect. Tell someone that you love them, because that's what matters in the end of your life. Not the mortgage, not the baby steps, just the relationships and the people who love you. And if you've not found your passion, calling, and purpose, pray to God that He would deliver it to you, because that's what I found in you, the listener, someone that I would serve every single week. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to go sign up at churchillcolorado.com for my hospitality hour this coming Thursday in conjunction with Dave Ramsey's Smart Money Conference with Chris Hogan, right off InterQuest Parkway by New Life Church Campus, 5 to 6 p.m. and 6:30 to 9. You are listening to The Jay Garvin Show. You call me directly at 330-1457. If I can help you with your next refinance or purchase transaction, investment property inquiry, or just an event like the one I'm having this week. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
There's a party going on right here, a celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
It's time to come together. It's up to you.